And so another weekend draws to a close. Now I'm rounding it off with the peppermint tea. Which, according to the packaging, is intensely minty and deliciously invigorating. I'm sure there was other interesting how true is this? Each year we wait for the warmest months to come before we harvest. I just wait for the warmest months to come, to be perfectly honest with you, when the leaves are rich in essential oils. It's what makes this infusion taste so minty and invigorating. For centuries, peppermint has been used to aid digestion, making it perfect just after a meal. So there you go. I wouldn't say I was an expert in herbal teas, which is why I have to read these sort of things off the packaging. But, nevertheless, it's nice to move away from what one would call regular tea. So, yes. I find life has a somewhat surreal quality these days, which I suppose is a slight divergence from how I always think things will pan out. And at the moment I am very much of a taking each day as it comes sort of disposition. I think almost desperately trying not to force any issues or situations. And while I feel that is a course of action that works very well for helping others, doesn't always feel like the best course of action for me. And in addition to that, I've always been one for not acting purely in my own interests, and at some point there has to be a point where one ploughs ahead regardless. But I find that's kind of balanced with a very strange feeling at the moment. Am I all that special? Which sounds a ludicrous thought to have on the face of it, but after having spent a very long time believing in my abilities quite clearly and focusedly, I don't even think that's a word, in a very focused way, I appear to be sailing over a point where my belief in what I'm capable of doing is not what it was. But Conversely, I've been having something of a renaissance, confidence-wise, in playing music a different way. And I've been a supporting musician for my friend Matt. He plays in my band, I play in his. It seems to be some sort of pact that we have. And I've been finding it very liberating being at the side of the stage and contributing to the music without any of the pressure of the limelight, I guess, such as it is. And and he launched his album on Friday night, just gone, and it was quite a grand show. And I think I had a few fingers and thumbs moments where I actually felt quite nervous, because I've not played music in a supporting context in my hometown before, and for some reason I felt a degree of pressure in that regard, which is quite strange. But I do enjoy it, because when I'm listening to music at home, I'm generally noodling along on my guitar or singing harmonies, depending on how well I know what I'm listening to. And so it's nice to be doing that on a stage. It's nice to be doing that publicly, as opposed to just wandering around singing harmonies at home and nowhere else. So that's been nice, and I think the last few months have been about reforming a strong bond with people, and that's been good for me as well. So there have been things in the last few months that have been very nourishing for me, but not necessarily the things that I expected to be. And hopefully the things I expected to be nourishing will kind of return to that soon. But I often find myself in reflective pauses at home, wondering what I want to be doing, and not even in a big context, but what do I want to be doing in the next 5 minutes? But I just find myself thinking a lot, and I don't think that's a bad thing. And I hope at some point soon it might turn into inspiration of some sort, because I'm feeling a bit lacking in it at the moment. So hopefully all these long, thoughtful moments of reflection will give way to inspiration and make their way to paper and pen. I'd like that. So here's to the new week beginning, and enjoy whatever drink you happen to be drinking. Good night, one and all.